All right, I'm going to go ahead and get started. As you can see, we're obviously much more than 50, as the pamphlet says. So you guys made the cut, if that's what you were. There was a few people that were got here way early, and they were concerned that they were going to make it. You guys are here. You're fine. And hopefully you learned something from it. My name is Tom Gurman. I am a senior wellness coach with Wellness Coaches USA, which is an on-site wellness provider. Basically, what I do is I work with AstraZeneca and be as a part of their wellness strategy, their wellness platform. I focus on things like exercise, nutrition, stress management, obviously, injury prevention for the employees of AstraZeneca. And one of the things that I've noticed in my time with AZ and AstraZeneca is stress impacts all of those things. You know, it impacts how you eat. So from a nutrition and from a weight loss standpoint, there's obviously, it's hugely important to have that stress managed. It impacts, you know, your exercise. If you're tired, you're not going to be able to present, you're not going to be able to go out and get the most out of your exercise. And it impacts you from an injury standpoint. Most people don't really think about it. Tense, tight muscle is one that's going to get injured much more prevalently. So I focus on a lot of those things with the employees of AZ. And that's why they asked me to come here today, is talk about managing stress and to talk about stress management with you guys. And utilizing mindfulness is one of those tools for it. Let me ask you, how many of you, 12 months ago, set, and you don't have to raise your hand, but set a New Year's resolution of coping, dealing with, eliminating all those sort of key words, stress? Well, we got some brave souls. How'd you do? Okay. Yeah. It's one of the more popular, right there with weight loss and right there with, you know, quitting smoking and quit drinking. Stress management is actually one of the more popular things that people sort of set as that goal in the beginning of the year. And there's some reasons why people don't necessarily achieve it. And I think mindfulness can really be helpful in figuring out how to reduce stress, how to, you know, get your life much more managed so that stress isn't impacting you as much. Because like I said before, it impacts you not just so much that you get at the end of your day and you want to have that glass of wine and sort of conk out. Stress impacts you in multiple different ways, like I had mentioned earlier. So what I'm going to talk about today is mindfulness and some applications of how it can reduce your stress. But the first thing I'm going to do, because everyone's had to deal with rain today, traffic, we talked to people from New Jersey and Harrisburg and all over, I'm going to take a really deep breath, slowly shrug your shoulders up towards your ears, hold it there, and exhale. It's cool to hear 100 people exhale all at the same time. That's kind of a neat thing. So we're going to get a little bit more involved with that a little bit later on, but I think that's really helpful. And it's just sort of giving yourself a minute, giving yourself a moment. One thing I talk to a lot of people when I'm talking to them about managing stress, give yourself a minute. You know, in between meetings, in between if you're in sales, in your car before you go out and visit with a physician, if you're before that next boardroom meeting or that next call, give yourself a minute to sort of regroup. It really helps to refocus yourself, refresh how you feel, so that way you present yourself in a much more energetic, you present yourself in a much more positive way. Stress, you know, those folks who are stressed out necessarily don't present themselves in that way. Last thing you want to do is look frazzled throughout the day. So managing stress with mindfulness, just some sort of background, and I think, you know, everyone knows what stress can do to your body. But I think what's helpful is recognizing some of these symptoms to see if you might have more stress than you would otherwise realize. So I like to always sort of put these out there so you guys are aware of what your stress symptoms are. Not everyone's stress symptom is exactly the same. Increased heart rate, heart palpitations, sweating, trembling, aches, pains. There's a good chance that you might identify with one or two of these things that are here as those stress symptoms. Hopefully not all of them. That might be a bigger issue. But you might identify with a few of them. And I think each person has their own sort of stress symptom that really does impact them in a way that they either are aware of or they might not be. And that's where I like to highlight them so that you're a little bit more aware of where that stress is happening and how it's impacting you. So some other symptoms, you know, those are all physical symptoms. These are a little bit more mental symptoms. And these are the ones that are a little bit more underlined that people really don't take into consideration. Memory problems, decreased concentration. Those first two, I think, are ones that really nobody really thinks of. You think about depression and worrying and anxious thoughts. But decreased concentration and memory problems. Let's face it, if your mind is in two different places at once, how are you going to be able to concentrate with what's going on in that moment? How are you going to be able to concentrate on that meeting you're in? Or how are you going to be able to concentrate on your family whenever you're worried about work or what's the deadline tomorrow? So really, those are impacts of from a mental standpoint that stress really does cause. So stress triggers, the other area to look at. There's external stress triggers. Anybody got any ideas on what an external stress trigger might be? Teenage daughter. Well, that's somewhat of an internal no. Though that's yeah, a teenage daughter, traffic. I heard. Anything else?
Children,
you know, company coming. The holidays are going to be starting here next week. Those are all stress triggers, right? But what's the main impact with those? What do they all have in common? Whoever the smart, you can't control them. Whoever knows, you know, you've done your work in mindfulness, I can tell. Those things you can't control. External stress triggers you cannot control. They're going to be out there, and it might be a sick family member. It might be something that's going on at work. You really can't impact them. However, those internal stress triggers are ones you can impact. Mind traps, being self-critical, being judgmental. We have too many things going on in our day-to-day life to be self-critical, right? At some point, you need to be your own best advocate. I think really when it comes to, you know, I do a lot of work with resiliency and the resiliency model as well. Sometimes you need to, in order to be resilient and sort of manage that stress and deal with that stress, is you've got to be your own best advocate. The last thing you want to do is work against yourself. And I think sometimes with those self-critical thoughts, those mind traps, you find yourself getting in a position where you just are working against yourself. Do yourself a favor. So again, those mind traps. So setting unrealistic expectations. I think there's a lot of people in this room that can probably identify. Most people I speak to are type A personalities. With a type A personality comes expectations, some of which are realistic, some of them, unfortunately, unrealistic. You know, have everything perfect all the time. It's an imperfect world. Those things are going to happen. Being able to recognize them, being able to move on from them, maybe make some adjustments the next time you're placed in that situation can be really helpful. But realizing that it's not the end of the world if things don't necessarily go right all the time. Taking things personally. That's another one that I've noticed a lot, especially in a work setting. Everyone's sort of business-oriented. Everyone's sort of focused on themselves. Oftentimes, whenever you get in those settings, there might be some people who are kind of looking out for themselves. They might be sort of focused on what they can do to get to that next phase. And unfortunately, you might not be a part of that. And I think that for a lot of people, that's really difficult. And you take those things personally. And those are the things that sort of carry with you on a day-to-day basis, consistently evaluating. What do they mean by that? Where are they going with this? And I think that's a really difficult thing for a lot of people. But when it comes to mindfulness, realizing that what they said isn't necessarily as important as how you're going to be able to focus on yourself. And I see a lot of people working here, a lot of people coming in groups, you know, they work together. You know, I encourage you to sort of band together isn't probably the right word, but sort of recognize this as we're all in the same boat together. We're going to be much more proficient. We're going to be much more effective if we're not worrying about these sort of smaller, lesser important things that happen on a day-to-day basis. And I encourage people anytime I speak to groups who work together to really focus on that. How can we as a group, not eliminate, how can we as a group sort of reduce the stress and manage that stress so that we all can be much more proficient and we can all benefit with it at the end? So mindfulness. Hopefully you guys in the back can see this. Are you mindful or is your mind full? Everyone likes that one. That is a daily walk with my dog. Sometimes I get much more in that better space. I will say since I've been doing so much work on mindfulness, it's gotten better. But that's probably my wife who is much more, you know, trying to look at everything in the big picture instead of taking in the moment. So mindfulness is being attentive, being aware of the present moment. It's an easier, it's a much harder thing than what a lot of people realize. You know, being aware of what's going on when it's happening. Basically just sort of appreciation of the day and of the moment. And I think the more you can look out for those things, it can be really helpful for you. Again, we have a much larger group than I anticipated, so the first 100 have a sheet there where you can really sort of challenge yourself on ways that you can utilize mindfulness in your everyday life. So there's a few things on there that might be helpful for you in pulling out that mindful thought process. I'm moving along here. So managing stress with mindfulness is paying close attention to how you feel. Paying attention to those stress symptoms. Paying attention to those stress triggers. Paying attention to how those impact you. and being willing to make a little bit of a change. The difficult thing with stress is, just like those stress triggers, you have no direct impact on oftentimes where they come from. Those same stressors aren't necessarily going to be resolved just by hoping they disappear or they go away. Sometimes, and this is the difficult thing with stress, is sometimes you need to, more often than not, you need to put the emphasis on yourself and say, I'm not going to allow this to impact me anymore. I'm going to be proactive about my stress. I'm going to be proactive on what I do. I'm going to find some ways to manage this on my own because it's not going to necessarily just disappear. And that's difficult because everyone wants their stress to disappear. But I think sometimes you need to sort of, it's best known and it's best done by putting a little bit of that ownership on yourself and saying, what can I do? And I think mindfulness is certainly a big part of that. Not labeling emotions as good or bad. That's a difficult thing too for a lot of people. An emotion is an emotion. You know, where our mind is sort of put in that framework that we can feel these emotions, we can have these emotions. A bad day is just that, it's a day. I really encourage people is to let a bad day not turn into a bad week. As much as it might be really difficult, a bad day is just a day. When you're really mindful about it, you're in that moment. And you can really put some things and put some ownership on yourself to make that next day much better. And I think that's a really good thing to focus on is, this happened, this was a bad meeting, this was a bad day, this is a bad moment. Mindfulness is recognizing this is what's going on right now. Maybe I can make a few changes to make that next day much better, or next moment much better. Those things are, I do a lot of work on resiliency, and I like to sort of mention, it's a hurdle, not a wall. It's not impossible to sort of work around those things. And I think the more you can look at that philosophy, I think it can really be helpful. Using body cues, those mental and physical symptoms that we talked about in the beginning. Again, mindfulness is being aware, right? Be aware of the fact your heart's racing. Be aware of the fact that on a day-to-day basis, my blood pressure is through the roof. What do I need to do? What can happen, you know, if this is prolonged? Recognize this headache isn't just because I had one extra glass of wine last night, as I heard somebody say earlier. This headache is probably a little bit a result of tension, right? A tense muscle, like I said in the beginning, is one that comes from stress. We carry so much tension in those neck and the shoulders. Maybe that headache is a result of, you know, of stress. And this goes back to that mindful picture. Noticing sensory details such as sight, sound, touch, taste, and smell. Being mindful, being present. I think this is a really good practice. Again, on those of you who have sheets, I know a lot of people have done wine tasting, but the same thing can be done with chocolate tasting. Or I encourage you in this meal that you're going to have later on tonight. You know, hopefully it's something good. Or Thanksgiving dinner, for example, next week. Break it down and really recognize those tastes. Recognize how the temperature of the food. Really engage your sense of smell and how that turkey smells when you walk into that house, right? I really think it's a positive thing. All those things, Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. Recognize all those things and really be aware of it. Because for many people, it's an opportunity to be with friends. It's an opportunity to be with family. It's an opportunity to be really mindful of all the positive things you have in your day and reflect upon it, as opposed to kind of the negative things that may have happened this past week on your travel to the Pennsylvania Women's Conference, or you're having to deal with, you know, parking tickets or something like that when you walk out of this building. Recognize and focus on those things. Be mindful of those things. And I think that's a really positive way to stay present and stay in the moment. I'm making pecan pie, by the way, and I know as a wellness coach, that's probably the last thing in the world I should do, but it is my favorite. So I've got one last thing to sort of mention before we get too much further. React and respond. I've got a scenario for everyone that I'd like to talk about is, imagine you're going down a road in a blizzard. It's unfortunately that time of the year is coming up again where the blizzards are possible. You're going down a road at 70 miles an hour. It's a crowded road. Those of you around here, it's the Blue Route or 95. And all of a sudden you see, and you're going fast, you're going about 70 miles an hour, and then you see brake lights ahead. You're going way too fast. You know you shouldn't be going, but you got a deadline, you got to get there. What's going to happen? You're going to get an accident. You're going to slide off the side, you're going to go in the median. All these sort of really negative, terrible things are going to happen because everything around you is hectic and you're going way too fast. Now suppose you're going down the Blue Route 95, the Turnpike, wherever, and it's that same blizzard, the same amount of traffic, but you're going 20 miles an hour. What's going to happen? you're going to be able to stop. You're going to come to a complete stop. You're not going to run into the person in front of you or the side of the road. Pull that back into your mind. When everything's going hectic and crazy around you, the inclination for most people is to really think fast-paced, to really try and figure out as many things that are going on as possible, like your car going way too fast. I think there's a real positive thing with mindfulness in being able to respond to situations, taking a moment, taking a break, and then you come to a much better outcome as opposed to just reacting. Or how many times can you say you've been in a disagreement with someone and you're like, wow, that escalated quickly. Like, where did this come from? All of a sudden we were just talking about something mundane and the conversation got faster and faster and faster. And you weren't necessarily listening. There was no active listening going on. There was no thought going on. You were just responding to the last thing the last person said. So I think really from stress, that can be really helpful too. These are these day-to-day stressors. Take a moment, take a deep breath, kind of like we did and like we're going to do here in a minute, and come to response. I think the outcome you'll find is much better off as opposed to just that reaction. You know, the more often you can respond to a scenario as opposed to react, I think you're going to find yourself in much better situations more readily. This is probably going to be tough for you to read. But the benefits of mindfulness, improved focus in high-stress environments. You know, being, again, like I said, separate yourself in that moment, separate what's going on. And mindfulness and meditation, like we're going to do here in a second, is something that can really bring your focus back and refresh yourself. It can lower stress, obviously. It works even when you're not meditating. So most people who meditate actually see a benefit similar to exercise slightly after they're done. There's a decrease in your heart rate. There's going to be a decrease in your stress level, not just when you're actually doing the meditation, but sort of that time there afterwards. And I think it can be really powerful in a day-to-day life. It helps you become more compassionate. I think this is really effective for those of you in sales. It really can help you relate to those people around you. Those of you who are managers. It really can bring that concept of mindfulness can bring a better understanding for those people that you are dealing with on a day-to-day basis, that you're trying to get them to improve, you're trying to get them to move forward. Mindfulness, meditation can be helpful there. And it helps with the quality of sleep. I know this morning I was unsure and when I had to get on the train and I was up much earlier than I should have been and did a couple deep breaths, I was able to fall asleep. So I think mindfulness can be really helpful and meditation can be really helpful in that way too. So we're gonna meditate. How many people have meditated before? Okay. How many people have tried and just said, I'm not feeling anything? Okay, you're the people I'm trying to impact today. So what we're going to do is actually, it's a guided meditation. And it's what I like to practice in group sessions and in groups as a way to really help those people sort of relax. Because meditation is an intimidating thing, right? Everyone expects this nirvana-like moment right away. And if they don't, they quit. They don't stop, they don't come back to it, which I think is kind of unfortunate. So this is the largest group I've ever done a meditation in, so it'll be interesting. But we're gonna meditate, and this meditation is called Loving Kindness, and I think it's really one of the first ones that I saw from a guided meditation standpoint. I think it's a great meditation to practice. And those of you who are looking to really bolster this some more, you know, like I said, I gave a handout, but Jon Kabat-Zinn is probably the leader in mindfulness-based stress reduction. He's incredible. He pretty much invented it, wrote the book, everything sort of came from him. So this is one of his meditations, and I encourage those of you who are really trying to sink your teeth into mindfulness, take advantage and look his name up and look some of his practices up, because he's really been, like I said, the founder of a lot of this mindfulness, and it can be really helpful in your day-to-day life. His name is Jon Kabat-Zinn. Kabat is spelled with a K. Two N's in Zen. Yep. Yeah, and that's the great thing about meditation and YouTube, right? I mean, there are apps. Headspace is a very good app. Those of you who are on Twitter, there's a ton of mindfulness. You know, I follow all sorts of mindfulness people on Twitter as well. But those are really helpful ways to sort of set yourself back and sort of create an environment for mindfulness. And I encourage you guys to use them as much as possible, because I think it's helpful to do every now and again, but if you practice it and you really, really put it into play more often than not, really can improve your quality of life, I think. All right, so everyone writing still. Close your eyes. Put down any sort of paper or your phones or anything like that. And we're gonna practice a guided meditation. And this is called Loving Kindness. and it is a guided meditation. And take a deep breath in. Close your eyes. Sit in a way that's comfortable. Your hands by your lap and maybe your feet on the floor. Oh, that's one last thing before we get too far. If anyone's got their phone off, turn them off, because that's always makes meditation a little bit more difficult. Begin to breathe naturally in that comfortable position. Feel your breath going in and out. Feel your chest rise and fall. Notice the air moving through your nose and lungs in each phase of that breath. And place the attention in the area around your heart. The area in the middle of your chest. And repeat gently to yourself, love, love, love. May my heart be filled with love. As you're saying this, bring into your mind someone that you care about. It might be a child, might be a spouse, a parent. Picture that person in your mind. And hold them in your heart. And as you picture them, say to them, may you be well, healthy, and strong. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Now picture yourself. I know for some of you it may be difficult, but picture yourself and place yourself in your heart and in your mind. And repeat to yourself, may I be well, healthy, and strong. May I be happy. May I live this day in peace. May I feel safe and secure. And may I feel loved and cared for. Now picture someone that you barely know. Maybe someone you met today. Maybe someone you recently met. Hold that person in your heart and in your mind. And say to them, may you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Now picture someone in your mind you kind of feel neutral towards. You know them well, but you really have no opinion one way or the other. Hold them in your heart and in your mind and say to them, may you be well. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Now picture someone you've got irritated with recently. Someone that may have hurt you in the past. Someone who may have made you upset. Picture them in your mind. Hold that person close in your heart. And say to yourself and to them, may you be well. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. And may you feel safe and secure. Now direct that attention, that love and kindness to everyone in this room, everyone in this city, and around you. Hold them in your heart and in your mind. Say softly and with meaning to yourself, may you be well. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Bring your attention back to your breathing. Notice those breaths going in and out of your body. Feel your chest rise and fall. Draw one deep breath in, raising your shoulders up towards your ears. And exhale slowly, lowering your shoulders and opening your eyes. All right, everybody. I saw some people's heads nod. Some people almost had to move forward, so that's good. That's relaxation. So those of you who didn't think you'd be able to relax today and it was sort of going to be another hectic day, hopefully you found that helpful. And that's a meditation. Again, it's, you know, the basis is there, just taking a few mindful breaths, slowing down your mind a little bit, being much more aware of yourself as opposed to everything else that's sort of going on in your day, everything else that's hectic or stressful. Placing that focus on yourself, but kind of on other people as well. And I think there's a huge amount of benefit in stress and being stress reduction and stress management and being mindful when you put others in perspective as well. You know, I always say it's difficult to get angry with some people or frustrated or stressed out with some different people. They might be going through the very similar thing or something that might even be worse than you. So I think sometimes it's good to put that in perspective as well. And that's really where I like doing that meditation myself. So thank you very much. Are there any questions? I don't think we have too much time because we've got those small sessions here, but any questions? So Wellness Coaches USA is a national wellness company that we work with HR business partners and different things like that to sort of provide on-site coaching and wellness opportunities for anyone. Thank you guys, I appreciate it. Drive carefully. Thank you. Absolutely, thank you for coming. Thank you. Okay.
So my background is actually in athletic training, is my undergraduate degree, and my master's in exercise physiology. So, you know, with that, it's primarily the focus initially was injury prevention and exercise and coaching itself. Then I got much more into that stress management, because seeing how that impacts all those other things further down the line, you know, taking some educational classes and some CEUs on stress management and focusing there. It's been, it's not certainly not what I went to school for.
But you know how to relax.
I've been doing it about 7 years now. I've found it, every day is different. Every opportunity is sort of different. You get to talk to people on a one-on-one basis, and you're not in a gym. Like, being in a gym, I like exercise. I like to get out and do that. But being in that corporate environment, I think, is really helpful and really fun, too. So, and wellness coaching, it'd be a great option.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely, thank you. Hi. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So not,
yeah, not so much retired. Yeah, there are some. Yeah, so I'm there in the Wilmington site 3 days a week and the Newark site twice a week. A little bit separate in the medical center. Yeah, and the fitness center is open to the retirees. If he's interested in some things, I'd be. I'm trying to talk to anybody. He could certainly, you know, if he's there and working as a contractor, yeah, I'd be more than happy. Yeah. Yeah, so it's just so do sessions, you know, group sessions and micro break things and that kind of opportunities. But if he's interested, just going to the medical center and my cards are in there and the opportunity to sort of set up some time is there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he can take my contact information. Yeah, go for it. Okay. I'd be more than happy to talk to him about stress and some, you know, some other things. Yeah, absolutely. Hi.
Yep. Mantra I really enjoyed, may you feel safe.
May you live this day in peace. May you live may you feel safe and secure. And what was the last part? May you feel loved and cared for. Yeah.
So what was the word about the day, the third one?
What's that?
That's the one I can't, may your day.
Oh, may you live
this day in peace.
May you live this day in peace, yes. Nice to meet you. Take care. Good on time, yeah. What time is it now? Oh, well, then we can.
We don't remember a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So my background is in athletic. I think I'm on. My background is in athletic. My undergrad's in athletic training. That's sports medicine. My master's in exercise physiology. So I did a lot of stuff like cardiac rehab and that kind of thing.
You missed it. She was so good.
To that, like I said, you start to act on how stress sort of has that trickle down impact of things.
Oh, yeah, she'll love this. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And I get it because, you know, in the corporate environment, like I said, it's kind of cutthroat, and then everyone's sort of dealing with some high-level stresses. But I think it really together and say, okay, this is what the environment looks like. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a good or a negative or positive thing, but let's find some ways to sort of slow it down and sort of bring ourselves back. So. East Stroudsburg. Oh, it's a great speed patrol. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll get started here. Oh, is that what it was? Oh, okay. Okay. I saw you over there closing your eyes. I was like, she's going to forget about it. Not that I would have minded, but. That's what I figured, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, oh, the John Kabat-Zinn?
John Kabat-Zinn.
Yeah.
So when he has like 10 minutes, then he has like
20
minutes.
Yeah. Start there. Close. Put on the headphones, close the door, and then. No. Okay.
They actually have a relaxation.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a relaxation medication.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of. I set something up similar at Merck as well, and they brought in sort of yoga mats and did stuff like, so you can do, you know, for stretching and that kind of thing too. Yeah.
Do you do the exercise?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So. And, pretty regular. I actually do a weekly phone call, and we go through. I did that meditation last week, where, you know, people in field sales who aren't the opportunity to sort of be there in person or anything like that. Yeah. Good. I'm good, yeah. Now, where do you work?
Huh?
Where do you work? Okay. I've heard Sounds familiar. Okay. 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 Yeah. Some things here that are intended to be so positive and productive sometimes can turn south really quickly, depending on who's involved. Yeah. Yeah. I do. And the one thing I like to tell a lot of people is, if those things are frustrating now, allowing them to occupy your mind on the weekends or when you get home, like you're giving then you're giving that person or those, because it's probably not everybody, right? It's probably three or four people. Then they have that power over you all the time, right? Not just while you're at work, but while you're home, and And I think that's the meditation. I think is helpful, being mindful of where you're at now. Like you can't necessarily impact your work day on your drive home or whenever you're coming back or anything like that. So. It's a practice thing. It really is this is important to me, so I'm going to try it and not just sort of let it sort of go by the wayside. The more you apply it, the more you try it, I think it really does sink its teeth a little bit more. So you lived out in the Harrisburg area. Where at? Okay. School. Okay. My sister lives in Hummelstown.
Oh yeah.
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 Okay. Not Hummelstown. Now I just made a liar of myself. No. She lived in Hummelstown when she first. Jeez. Now I'm drawing a blank. She lives closer to 81. Closer to 81. Lingolstown. Lingolstown.
Oh, that's Lingolstown.
What
I'm
thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually yeah.
Okay.
So what you might on the other end.
Yep.
So her kids probably will go to
Central Dauphin, yeah.
That's yeah.
She's a critical care nurse at Hershey.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah. Elena Gurman. Oh, Elena Langley, I guess she's been married. Yeah.
Yeah.
Large hospital like that, it's tough to okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine it getting much more stressful.
No.
Than that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They hit it to mark. Everyone works just a little
there.
Everyone works a lot harder whenever you get
that's
that.
Right. Yeah. That's right. So they work hard and they
play. Yeah. That's great. Did you find it helpful for him? There's no, yeah, and that's where I think exercise, you know, people think this is a stress reward, but exercise and yoga and Tai Chi, you're not doing them efficiently. If you're, you've got to be very focused on the next week. Like, that's where, you know, a lot of people.
I'm being mindful of time. We have about 2 minutes.
Okay. So you're volunteering, Lindsay? You've come to these sessions then before? This. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, really? Okay. That tuition wasn't free anymore, was it? Do you have to pay that whole year then? Do you have to pay that whole year or just the semester? It's prorated then, yeah. Yeah. What does it say? Yeah. Yeah, one of my, of our managers, their daughter actually is doing the social media for the Girl Scouts. She's been here all day and she's, it's a really cool way. She's tweeting for the Girl Scouts and doing that kind of thing. It's, you know, she just graduated high school. She's very, you know, in that junior, senior year of high school. And, you know, she's, yeah. Okay. Oh, cool. It's a great field to be in, I'd imagine, right now. Yeah, good for her. Okay. Thank you. All right, everybody. Is this? Yeah, we're good. Thank you guys for coming. I really appreciate the opportunity to come here, for you guys to come here and speak with you all. As you can see, our first session was a little bit larger, and they originally only allowed 50 people, and I don't know if that messed anybody up. So I'm sorry if you're here and you were hoping to get out of Philadelphia a little bit sooner. I apologize, but hopefully you get something out of it, and you can be mindful maybe on your drive home. Maybe that'll help, or as you're waiting for SEPTA or Amtrak to move along. My name's Tom Gurman. I'm a senior wellness coach with Wellness Coaches USA, which is a national provider of wellness coaching. We do one-on-one and group coaching for employees and environments throughout the country, focusing on exercise, nutrition, injury prevention. But really what I found is stress management is a very helpful tool that sort of trickles down and is helpful in all those other areas, right? I think most people notice if they're at a higher level of stress, they're not sleeping better. So then they're tired at the end of the day and they don't exercise necessarily. Or if they're having that higher level of stress, that stress eating kicks in and they have a hard time maintaining their diet as a result. Another area that people oftentimes don't think of is tension and tight muscles. And next thing you know, you're experiencing those headaches, or you might be having shoulder issues or neck issues, and it's not necessarily because of an injury. It could be tension related, it could be stress related. So that's really where I found stress, you know, it might be here, and then that trickle down effect can hit all those other areas that really do impact health and wellness. I have been coaching for AstraZeneca for 3 years now, and they asked me to come here and speak today as a part of their health and wellness strategy. And like I said, the exercise, the nutrition, the injury prevention has been really helpful, but really in their pillars of health and their program, they found stress is really something that helps out their employees. And mindfulness is one of the biggest things I talk to people about whenever I meet with them on a one-on-one basis or in a group basis, being mindful and how that can help with their stress. Let me ask you, how many of you had a New Year's resolution to say I was getting rid of stress this year?
I can. How's this? Better? How many of you had a New Year's resolution that you wanted to get rid of stress this year? All right. Well, it's November. How'd you do? Don't have to self-incriminate or anything like that. But there's a reason that it's the biggest people try every year, right? They try something every year. They try to manage their stress. They get rid of stress, eliminate stress in their life, and read books and do all these things. But they never really tackle it. And I think it's something that's difficult, by all means, because it comes from so many different directions. It impacts you in so many different ways, and there's no way to really eliminate it. So that's where I think mindfulness can really be helpful in stress management. So you're not going to get rid of stress. You're going to manage stress. Not to get sidetracked. My best friend is a scuba dive instructor in the Cayman Islands. He is a young single guy who spends every day on a boat in the Caribbean looking at turtles and fish and coral. He's got stress. So it's not just going to get eliminated by leaving Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Stress is going to be everywhere. Managing it, I think, is key. So what we're going to do today is talk about stress management and some ways that mindfulness can really impact stress management. So looking at really where I like to talk about these symptoms, and especially these physical symptoms, is recognizing it. When you're mindful, you're aware, right? Mindfulness is being aware, being present. A lot of times people think their biggest symptom of stress is just feeling strung out and they want to pull their hair out, right? Well, that's probably a symptom, or that's probably an outcome of stress. It's probably not so much a symptom. So taking a look at some of these, and hopefully you don't have all of these symptoms of stress, these physical symptoms, but you may be able to identify with one, two, or three, maybe all of them. But increased heart rate, heart palpitations, sweating, trembling, aches, pains. This is your body telling you something's going on. Just like if you ever sprained an ankle, that inflammation that comes as a result is your body saying, you injured yourself, something's happened. These stress symptoms are your body saying, there's a lot going on in your mind, there's a lot going on around you right now. This is how we deal with it internally. Same thing goes with the mental symptoms of stress. Yeah. Everyone thinks of anxious feelings, anxious thoughts, worrying, depression, confusion, panic attacks. Everyone associates that with stress. But really, I like to talk to a lot of people about those first two. Memory problems and decreased concentration. Let's face it, if you're here right now and you're worried about and you're stressed about something, is your mind present on what's going on and me talking to you, right? You're probably thinking about, what is this guy talking about? I got to get out of here. My best way of reducing stress is getting on the Blue Route. But really, I think where it comes from is being present and how concentration and memory problems are a sign of your body saying, I'm stressed. This is your mind saying, there's something going on here that you should be aware of. Recognizing this as a symptom, I think, is really important, or these as symptoms can be very important. And again, you may identify with some or all of these. Okay, stress triggers. External stress, physical environment, daily hassles, major life events. Anybody have any examples of these in their day, in their life? Traffic, that's the most common one, right? Someone else said a teenage daughter in the last group. That's an external stress. Anybody else? Any examples?
Getting a new job.
New job. Okay. So those are major life events. Whether they're positive, a good friend of mine is having a baby soon. That's a stressful thing. It's a really positive thing, but it's a very stressful thing. That's an external stress trigger. Although it's happened because of him, it's still an external things. An external stress trigger. How about internal stress? How can anyone identify or any examples of those internal stress? Okay, yeah. Anybody else? Trying to be perfect? So the common theme with those two things are they're brought upon yourself, right? It's internal. That your stress isn't necessarily coming from anything that anyone else is doing or anything that has to do with traffic or snow or rain or anything like that. It's in your mind, right? You're taking what is stress and you're creating that stressful event because you've brought it into yourself and into your mind. And you've allowed your mind to do all sorts of crazy things with it. So those internal stress triggers, I think, are really where you're going to place that focus. When it comes to being mindful and trying to reduce stress, you can't do anything about the external. They're going to happen whether or not you have the best stress management techniques in the world or not. What you can impact, what you can change, what you can do something about is those internal stressors. And that's kind of where mindfulness, I think, really has its teeth, is looking at those internal stressors and how you can impact them. And more often than not, and what stinks about it, is, and the unfortunate part about stress, is it's up to you to sort of make those changes, right? No one's going to, your workplace, or you can have the best stress management, unless you really place that focus on yourself and take it upon yourself to manage your stress, it's not going to get that much better for you. So those internal stressors, mind traps, unrealistic expectations. How many of you can identify with that? Yeah, right? Everyone's, those type A personalities. You want everything to be perfect the first time right away. And that's difficult when it's not. It creates all sorts of stress that this didn't turn out like I'd hoped. Taking things personally. I think, and I see a lot of people that come in groups and it came together from a different work setting or who might be personal friends. Taking things personally, I think, can really be helpful in sort of working together and saying, we're going to sort of set an environment here at work, or we're going to set an environment with our friendship to say, we're going to help each other, we're going to be supportive and to managing stress. We're not going to allow ourselves to be another source of stress for that next person. I think that can be really helpful in managing stress, having that supportive person around you or that environment to help reduce the stress. All or none thinking, rigid thinking, losing that sense of flexibility. Negative self-talk, pessimistic thinking. I think this is another area to focus on. Sometimes you gotta be your own best advocate, right? Sometimes the best stress management is just saying, okay, this is important to me, I'm going to do this for myself. I can't sort of sit around and let someone else make my stress disappear. Let me put my foot forward, let me sort of make these changes and help myself out here. Okay, so mindfulness. Is your mind full or are you mindful? Take a look at that picture and see if that's a common thread with yourself. If it's something as simple as taking your dog for a walk, is your mind busy and occupied, or are you aligned with what's going on in front of you? Not looking behind or looking forward, are you aligned with what's going on in that moment at that time? That's kind of what mindfulness is, right? It's being attentive, being aware, and being present of your surroundings. Whether it's in a meeting, whether it's in a conversation with someone, or whether it's in any sort of exercise you might be doing. Being aware and being present with what's going on at that moment. Okay. So managing stress with mindfulness. Paying close attention to how you feel, those signs, those symptoms. Recognizing those signs and symptoms when they're occurring. Last thing you want to do is go through every day of your life with that headache and say, oh, it's just a headache because I slept wrong. Or, oh, it's a headache because I had that extra glass of wine last night. Maybe it's tension. Maybe this is that's that sign, that's that symptom that you might not typically identify with, that it's your body really telling you something. Being aware, paying close attention to how you feel in that present moment, in that time. Not labeling emotions as good or bad. I think this is a really difficult situation for a lot of people. They want us to have oftentimes every stressor is the biggest stressor that ever occurred. This is the worst day that ever occurred. When really it's just a day. And I think that's an important part for people to sort of recognize. The stress that happened today is just that stress that's happening today. When they allow stressful moments to carry on the next day, the next week, the next month, that's whenever stress can really consume you. Recognizing, okay, this is just what happened today. I'm not going to allow this to impact my day tomorrow or the next day. And I think that's really focusing on that, not saying that this is the largest, most overwhelming stress I've ever had, and saying, what can I do about it? What can I change tomorrow? And how can I be proactive about it? Asking yourself that, I think, is really helpful. Everyone has a bad day. It's a day. Not allowing it to become a week or a month, I think, is really important. And I urge you guys to really look at it. I had a bad day. It's a day. If it's a really large, overwhelming thing, okay, it might take some time to get back from or separate yourself from. But that's just happened today. And that's where mindfulness, I think, is really helpful in recognizing what happened today as opposed to consistently reflecting back on what happened last week or last month. Noticing those body cues to identify those symptoms of stress. Again, like I mentioned before, those headaches, that tension. And noticing sensory details, such as sight, sound, touch, smell, taste. So the last group, next week's Thanksgiving. I don't know if anyone's as excited about it as what I am, but I love Thanksgiving. It is my favorite holiday. And from a mindfulness, it's probably one of the best example of mindfulness, right? You walk into that house, that room of where everything's going to be laid out. What's the first thing that hits you? You smell turkey, right? You see it, and then you have the opportunity to get a little bit further, and then you see, you know, relatives and loved ones and friends and family. And then you're engaged in all these different sights and sounds. Then you get to sit down and the texture of the food, right? I love sweet potatoes. So you got mashed sweet potatoes, and the texture of that is totally different than the pie or from the turkey. You know, each one of those parts of that meal is an example of mindfulness. And I urge you guys to look at something that's going to happen very soon. You can try it tonight too, but Thanksgiving, I think, is perfect. You can tell I'm getting excited at the opportunity for the people coming to our house for Thanksgiving. Recognize that as a mindful moment. Utilize that as that mindful moment for yourself. And really practice it. Say, this is kind of what he was talking about. Looking at each one of these and really appreciating that moment, that appreciating that time with your friends, your family, your loved ones, and having those sensory details sort of kick in and take advantage of those things. I share with the last group, I'm a wellness coach, but I'm making pecan pie, and I kind of feel guilty about it, but it's very good. I love pecan pie. So I got a little exercise for you guys to try here. Not necessarily an exercise, but to really think about something. Suppose you're going down a highway. It might be the turnpike, it might be the blue route, it might be, you know, 95. And it's a blizzard out. There's, you know, a ton of people on the road. Everything around you is hectic. Everything around you is, you know, crazy and difficult. But you're going down that highway at 70 miles an hour. Blizzard, hectic situation. What's going to happen? Probably going to get an accident. You might swerve off on the side of the road. You might hit the person in front of you. If all fails, you might just sort of fishtail and do a bunch of spins. But either way, it's not going to be very good, right? It's going to be a difficult situation for you because you're going so fast that you just need to react to the situation. Now, suppose you're going down that same road, the turnpike, the blue route, 95, and you're going 20 miles an hour. The weather conditions are just as bad. There's just as many people out. But you're going slower. You're going 20 miles an hour. What's going to happen? You're just going to stop, right? You're just going to slowly get and be a part of traffic. Now, pull that back in your mind. When everything around you is hectic, when everything around you is full of tension and is stressful, it's kind of like whenever you're going 70 miles an hour, right? Everything around you is difficult. Or you're slowing yourself down a little bit, provide a little bit of separation and bring yourself back into alignment a little bit more. That's kind of like you're going 20 miles an hour. And I think pulling this back to a conversation you might have in a meeting, or with a loved one, with a child or a spouse. You ever notice where that conversation might start off mundane and then all of a sudden it just sort of escalates? The one person says something and the other one comes back, goes back and forth, kind of like a tennis match. And then all of a sudden you're just like, escalated quickly. Like we were just talking about something very small, and then all of a sudden we just started to react to each other, and the tension sort of built, and then we've got this stressful thing that's going to bother us for the rest of the week. It's going to bother us for the rest of the day. It could happen at home, it can happen at work, whatever. You spend most of that time reacting as opposed to taking a moment and coming to a response. And I challenge you guys, when you see yourself in those difficult situations, think about it. Let me respond. Let me really actively listen to what that person is saying or to what's going on and pay attention to what's going on and see how I can impact this. See how I can respond as opposed to just going into a reaction. It's a difficult thing. It takes some practice, but I really think it can be helpful in managing those smaller stressors. Because, again, we go back to those internal stress triggers, those things we can change. It's ourselves. It's our own response. It's our own reaction to what that stressor is. We can't make it go away, but we can impact how we go back and change those things. So I've got a little exercise here that I'm going to share with you guys. How many of you have meditated before? How many of you tried and quit? You guys, I'm glad you're here. So that's what we're going to do. We're actually going to do a guided meditation. And I think where guided meditation is really helpful, and this is something I do as part of those stress management classes I do, it helps to put meditation in something that's a little bit more attainable for yourself. Everyone wants to do it, but not everyone's really aware of how they can really how it can happen, how they can practice it, or how they can do it. So we're going to do a meditation, a guided meditation called Loving Kindness. Has anyone ever tried this before? So it's from pretty much the leader in mindfulness-based stress reduction. His name is Jon Kabat-Zinn. If you guys are looking for some more research and some more ways to add mindfulness into your day, Jon Kabat-Zinn is, you know, he's the guru, he's the leader. He almost invented mindfulness-based stress reduction. I really encourage you guys to look him up and try and utilize some of the things that he talks about and uses. It's Kabat with a K. Those of you who might be writing it down. He's got some channels, and someone told me before they utilize some of his things on iTunes. They'll download it, and in between a break, they'll sort of give themselves 15 or 20 minutes to sort of meditate. So I think it can be really helpful, and as a daily practice, sometimes it's difficult for people. I myself meditate on a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning as the coffee's brewing, engaging some of those senses. That's kind of my time, and when I do it, I get up a little bit too early sometimes to be able to do that first thing in the morning. But I really think finding that opportunity to meditate can be really helpful on a day-to-day basis for you. So I'm going to give you a little taste of what that meditation is, and hopefully you enjoy it. All right? So, everyone, take a deep breath in. Bring your shoulders up towards your ears. Hold it, hold it. And exhale. Lowering your shoulders. Try that one more time. Deep breath in. Closing your eyes as you shrug your shoulders. And exhale. Now with your eyes closed and yourself comfortable, with your feet on the ground, hands by your lap, begin to focus on your breathing. There's no right or wrong way to meditate. Right now, all you need to do is focus on your breath. Notice your chest rising and falling with each breath you take. Feel that air entering your nose, expanding your rib cage. Just focus on your breathing and how your body breathes. Now place attention on the area around your heart, in the middle of your chest. You repeat gently to yourself, with feeling and meaning, love, love, love. May my heart be filled with love. As you say this, bring into your mind, bring into your heart, and picture someone that you care about. Might be a spouse, might be a child, might be a friend, a pet. Picture them in your mind. And hold them in your heart with a sense of love and kindness. And repeat quietly into yourself, may you be well, healthy, and strong. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Bring into your mind and hold in your heart yourself. Picture yourself looking in the mirror. With love and kindness, hold yourself in your heart. And repeat quietly and with meaning,
May I be well. May I be healthy and strong. May I be happy. May I live this day in peace. May I feel safe and secure. And may I feel loved and cared for. Now bring into your mind, and into your heart, a picture of someone that you care about. Someone you respect. Someone who you appreciate their company. Hold them into your mind, into your heart, and say quietly to yourself, may they be well, healthy and strong. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Picture someone in your mind that you feel kind of neutral towards. It may be someone you just met, a colleague, someone you met today. Picture them in your mind. Hold them in your heart. And say with meaning and love, may you be well, healthy, and strong. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. And may you feel loved and cared for. Now picture someone in your mind that you dislike. Someone that may have hurt you in the past, you may have had a difficult time with. Picture that person. Hold that person in your heart with love and kindness and meaning. Say to yourself, may you be well, healthy, and strong. May you be happy. May you live this day in peace. May you feel safe and secure. May you feel loved and cared for. Now picture the people in this room, the people in this city, the people at your job. Hold them in your heart and in your mind. Say with love and kindness, may we all be well, healthy, and strong. May we all be happy. May we all spend this day in peace. May we all feel safe and secure. May we all feel loved and cared for. Bring your mind back to that present breath. Notice that feeling of your chest rising and falling. That feeling of the air entering your nose, leaving your body. Take a deep breath in, raising your shoulders towards your ears, and exhale slowly. All right, guys, that was a guided meditation. Saw a few head nods. Never fails. So really, with the idea with that, that's meditation. That's guided meditation. And I think it can be, that's a form that can be very helpful in managing stress. I know I talk to a lot of people, and they utilize some of those concepts, that slow, mindful breathing, as a way to sort of separate themselves between meetings, between discussions. You know, if they're in field sales before they go in their car, before they go and speak with a physician, or if they're a manager, before they might have a difficult conversation with someone, it really helps them to be focused on that person, that moment, that conversation, and not all those extrinsic things that might be going on in their mind. So I really think mindfulness and meditation can be very helpful in managing that stress. This is the time I like to sort of say, I think it's really helpful to recognize that it's upon yourself to sort of make some of these changes. You can put these tools together, but I think recognizing and saying to yourself, I'm worth trying to do this. You know, it's worth my time to make these changes. A lot of people, they spend, like I said in the very beginning, every year they make that resolution. Every year they try and make those changes, and they start a little bit, they do a few things, they don't really know how to sort of move forward with it. And I think, you know, finding that opportunity with mindfulness and living a day to day in a more mindful way can be a really helpful way. And not getting rid of stress, but finding a little bit of a different outcome and slowing yourself down in a little bit of a different way, that those stressful things don't necessarily reach their peak. You know, I think I use the analogy, it's kind of like that drop in the bucket, right? Mindfulness and stress, each stressful thing that happens each day is one more drop in that bucket, right? That bucket gets fuller and fuller and fuller. Until eventually it kind of overflows, right? That bucket gets too full. I really think mindfulness can be helpful when done well and done practiced regularly, and keeping that bucket, keeping those drops from going in, you know, and being a little bit of that valve to release some of those drops from going in and allowing it to overfill, I guess. So I really appreciate you guys being here. I know it's later in the day, and mindfulness and meditation in a dark room, it's kind of a bold move on my part. You guys are all awake, so that's a good thing. But I think it really can be helpful in multiple different aspects of your life, not just stress, but like I said before, anything health and wellness related. So I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate, you know, the opportunity. Thank you, guys.